This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has just made it a lot easier for people to invest in Bitcoin. After a decade, the SEC reluctantly approved the trading of something called an ETF, exchange-traded fund, for Bitcoin. Emphasis there on reluctantly. The chair of the SEC, Gary Gensler, made a point of coming out and saying, "We do not approve or endorse Bitcoin." For more, we have Ari Redboard, a former federal prosecutor and U.S. Treasury Department official who's now global head of policy at TRM Labs, a cryptocurrency compliance firm. Good morning, Ari.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, a normal ETF is sort of like investing in like an average of a bunch of different stocks. Does this mean you're investing in like an average of a bunch of different cryptocurrencies? Like if I buy a Bitcoin ETF, what exactly am I buying?
What this essentially is allowing investors to do is to invest in Bitcoin. It's really important to note, we're not talking about a basket of cryptocurrencies here. We are just talking about Bitcoin. And what this allows investors is real-time access to invest in Bitcoin without going through a cryptocurrency exchange. It's essentially spot trading, but spot trading of Bitcoin. And this gives investors access to, you know, the oldest cryptocurrency, the largest cryptocurrency, without the friction of setting up a wallet, engaging with a crypto ecosystem, which for some people has been something that's very intimidating or very hard to do, comes with certain risks. Average investors will now have direct exposure to Bitcoin.
So where will people see this? The same place that they invest for their retirement accounts, the same place they buy stocks or bonds?
So yeah, anyone with a brokerage account through these major players is able to invest in Bitcoin today.
Part of the appeal of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency generally is that it's maybe kind of a more democratic form of investing, sort of independent, not associated with Wall Street. With this ruling, Wall Street has a green light to jump in. What do you think the implications of that are?
The ethos going back 15 years of Bitcoin is this idea of a peer-to-peer decentralized financial system where funds can move cross-border, you know, at the speed of the internet without financial intermediaries. So I think it's a really interesting moment in the space. I will certainly say that I think two things can be true. One, that the promise of cryptocurrency is this idea of peer-to-peer decentralized cross-border value transfer. But regular consumers ready to jump in, this is a way for them to do it.
Ari Redboard is global head of policy at TRM Labs, a cryptocurrency compliance firm. He's also a former federal prosecutor and Treasury Department official. Mr. Redboard, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.